And on the KSRO live line with us is the Grand Poobah of the North Bay Business Journal, Brad Bollinger. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. I'm getting used to that title.
I'm just anxious to see it on a business card soon.
There you go.
Well, let's talk about the Journal's healthcare conference on Friday. What did we learn?
Well, quite a lot, actually. We had, first of all, Ann McLeod is the senior VP with the California Hospitals Association. She was terrific. You know, they follow every little twist and turn in this debate and keeps everybody informed. But probably the most interesting slide was where it showed what we spend on social programs versus health, and we are overspend on health but underspend on social programs. Her point being, hey, if you got at the front end of this problem, maybe you wouldn't have it at the back end in the healthcare costs. But anyway, also debate on or not really a debate, but discussion of the single payer proposals still in the California.
That's a big one.
Yeah, and then finally a panel of healthcare leaders, which, you know, both all of St. Joe's, Sutter, and Kaiser are adding facilities. Kaiser today is opening a new mental health, behavioral health facility, along with building a new medical office building out in Southwest Santa Rosa. Sutter is looking at very early stages of maybe adding some rooms to its new regional hospital, and then St. Joe's is, you know, looking at also a medical office building on its campus. So a lot going on.
You know, you guys have a really interesting story on a guy that I'm sort of torn about. I saw the 60 Minutes about these attorneys that go around and they look at pools that don't have the access for people with disabilities, and then they sue those hotels. Yep. Now, who doesn't like or want to represent people with disabilities? But it seems like this attorney sort of unfairly targets small businesses.
Yeah, it's, you know, he's been very active in Sonoma County. He's now turning his efforts toward Mendocino, so you know, it's a tough issue. You know, you have to follow the law in terms of providing access for people with disabilities. On the other hand, you know, it might be an excessive cost and excessive, you know, changes that a business has to make. So I guess everybody has forewarning, right? So take a look at your facilities and maybe prevent, you know, an expensive lawsuit. So yeah, you know, he's made a career out of it. So he's coming, so be on the lookout.
Brad, what is a create-a-thon?
Oh, okay. So this is we are now in our third year of the Create-A-Thon. We've renamed it the Big Ad Challenge, and this is an incredible opportunity for small businesses, small and medium-sized businesses out there. What it is with our partner, Wells Fargo, we match student marketing teams from four colleges, Santa Rosa Junior College, SSU, Dominican, and this year, first year, Napa Valley College. We match them with businesses, and they have, 2 months in the fall to come up with a marketing plan for that company, and then we select one company to receive $25,000 in advertising, digital and print, in the Business Journal in 2018. So it's a heck of an opportunity.
The students get the experience of that on a professional level.
Exactly. They have to come in and make a pitch to a panel of judges, and it's real-world experience. What they were getting before was hypothetical, so, you know, you got to go out and you got to meet with a real company, you've got to talk about what their needs are. So it's a really great opportunity for students. I call it a win-win-win-win because the students win, the colleges win, certainly the companies win. And so it's just a really good program. So nominations are open. You'd go to our website, nominate yourself or someone else, and then we'll be selecting the companies moving forward here very, very soon. So this takes place kind of the most intense period is like September to early December.
Well, business is booming. It's no surprise, that's for sure. Brad, thanks so much for being with us this morning, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Have a great week.
You too. That is Brad Bollinger from the North Bay Business Journal.